Let us clarify one halacha we learned yesterday. So we're on Siman Reish Mem Zayin, the Mishabura Sifkot and Hay. Here it says that if he did not give him, he did not pay him for his service, and he sent him to the city, and Loi Kivia Beidoya, that the postmaster is not all the time there. So let us see again the Mishabura. Aino Shane Kavua Tomit Habedoya Boisai Heir Shinishalach Sham. He's not always there, the postmaster. Elohilach Lafamim Lokim Achav. Sometimes he goes someplace else also. Bishema Elohim Sa'eno Haini Yehudi. Now he sent the goy to give it to this postmaster. There's time to reach the city before Shabbos, but he has to give it to the postmaster, and maybe he won't be there. V'yistarech leileh achov b'Shabbos, and then this goy, which has this letter in his possession, will have to go around Shabbos looking for the postmaster. Olakach ichmiri kulo hai, the b'choshul v'abin yoneinu, they were afraid. Why were they machma? The kivin, shektav yodai shal Yisrael noisei, since he is carrying a letter that has the ktav yad of the yid, that means, we will elaborate a little bit more, that it was sent to Yankel, and it's written, the address is sent to Yankel in Lashon HaKodesh, V'nikel Maisei Yisrael. So we have a guy walking around in Shabbos with a letter that's written in Lashon HaKodesh, V'nikel Maisei Yisrael. Well, we have to first finish this. V'nikel Maisei Yisrael. Yainu b'Shabbos nosno le'loyla. There's a guy walking around in Shabbos with a letter that's addressed to Yankel in Lashon HaKodesh. So Memele, so the people will say that this was sent from a Yid to Yankel. We know it was sent from a Yid, because we see it's written in the Lashon HaKodesh, so we will attribute that what this guy is walking around in Shabbos with this letter looking for the postmaster. This is, he's doing this b'shliches the mishala, who's the yid, because it's written in the Lashon HaKodesh, and then so there'll be this anisa marasai, v'im kein. So therefore, im nichtav igeres b'chsav einem yehudim. Well, what if it is written in English? It's not written in Lashon HaKodesh. So now we have a letter that was sent to Yankel. It says, printed in English, Yankel. Now, who sends this letter? It could be the IRS sent the letter. Who knows who sent the letter? It's written to Yankel. But it's not written in Lashon HaKodesh, and it's sent to Yankel. So, Mamela. So then, this will be Mutter. Shari Lohila Chapulabar of Shabbos, Uvaloy Kotsat, Ko Shayocha Lagia Shami Boy. So if it's written in English, the Yankel, and we do not know who the sender was, so there's no problem. So as long as there was time for this goy to reach the city. So now the Marsham clears a shaila, but what if the one who sent the letter wrote his name in Goyish, but we know that the Yitzi Goldberg, that we know that the sender, everything is written in English, but we know that the sender is, he wrote his name, that he's the sender, Yitzi Goldberg, he sent this letter. So Mamela, so the Marsham clears a shaila, and this will also be also. That means, Bisman Chazal, it seems the problem was they didn't write on the letters a return address. It wasn't so sophisticated. So all they wrote was the name of the person who was sent to. So now, how do I know who the sender is? So I see, it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. So the sender is a Yid. It's written in English. I haven't the faintest idea. So there's no problem of Marasayim. But the Marsham and Das Teirik was a Shaila. What if the sender, I think that's what the Shaila Shailas. If the sender wrote his name in English, but I can see from his name that he's a Yid, if this goes into the Issa that Chazal asked, see, lives by a Tzorechin, if this is Mutter or Osa.
Why about Heinrich going to
school? Oh, but we're going to first learn
how.
Okay, well, Heinrich going to see at the end of the simon. Yes. Now let us go. Also, the shloyach afilu miyom rishon. Now, the Mechaber said that also the shloyach, if the beidoya, the postmaster is not kavua, so then you can't send it even from Sunday because he's going to come to the city and he's going to be who and it could be he won't find the beidoya. So it's also lishloyach, then you're not allowed to, we're afraid he's going to be walking around the city, he won't find them, and then Shabbos will also be walking around. So Mamela is also lishloyach, afilu miyom rishon. Now, so this is, if it was sent to a postmaster, that means like this. The shliach knows one thing, he doesn't know any address, he doesn't know anything. All he was sent to give it to the postmaster in the city. And so he's going to look for the postmaster. So this could be in Shabbos. He'll still be looking for the postmaster. So it's also to send a fellow from Sunday to send out this letter. Kosav oile Shabbos, v'nire, the choza mayrik shesheleach adeyen Yehudi liyad ha-beidoya. The whole problem is when he sending with a goy to the postmaster, and so he doesn't know what to do with the letter. He has to find the postmaster. The postmaster is not always accessible, so we're afraid he can be walking around with this letter on Shabbos. Avol, she'odo mishalech igeres al yodei lachaveiroi. What if he's sending a letter? This doesn't go to a postmaster. He told the guy that you should bring this letter to Yankel, who lives on this street. Ein lochush shem loyim tzeno bebeisoi. So here, I don't have the whole shash, the Chazal Mochayish, is he didn't know who to give it to. Only to the postmaster, and the postmaster is not Kabul, so we have a chash, maybe he'll be walking around with this letter on Shabbos. But what is he, the directions were to give it to the sheep. So there, I don't have to be chayish, Shem Elohim Tehenu, he has to deliver it to a yid. I don't have to clear. Maybe the Yid won't be home. That means this is the Gemara's chash was. He has to give it to a postmaster who is Einei Kavua. If he knows where to go, maybe that person won't be home. That could be. But there was no such chash. Chazal would never goes or such a thing. That's what the Oile Shabbos says. V'chein noite das meireinu harab rabavrom miprag amuva bebach. That's the whole Zeres Chazal was, he's giving it to a postmaster who's unpredictable. But if he knows where to go, maybe no one will be home. We don't find such a Zeres. We don't have to be chayish. So we have over here an Oile Shabbos and a Rav Avrom Miprag who were makel. If it was not sent to a postmaster, it was sent to a person, even though there is a possibility that the person won't be home, Chazal, there's no such gezeirah. V'das ha'taz u'mogin Avraham. But we have big guns over here. V'taz u'mogin Avraham. Let's say there's no difference. The gam b'sheilech igeres l'chaveroi. Gam ken yesh shashta. So that means that it's love. The Gemara spoke about a postmaster who is Eine Kavua. A person is also Eine Kavua. Sometimes he can leave his house. So Mamela, so the Mogen Avraham in Taz hold that this Gzeira applies also if it was sent to Chavera. Right. But now the Mishnah Berurah says, Obeperish Rabbeinu Chananu Sheyotza Ato Lo'il. Now we have in the Gemara, they just printed the Rabbeinu Chananel from the Gedolei HaRishonim, Muchach Koila Shabbos Ayin Shom. So Mamela, so it seems that the Mishnah Berurah wants to be Machia Lahokul if the Rabbeinu Chananel held that it's mutter, one can be Seimach on the Rabbeinu Chananel and Oila Shabbos Huameku. Period. Now he says, Umiyu, this whole machlokes, we said there's a machlokes, say Leshabbos Mogen Avraham. If he sent it to a person, do we have to be chayish? Maybe the person is not home. But Leshabbos says you don't have to be chayish, there was no such gzeira. The Mogen Avraham and Taz says there was a gzeira. Umiyu, im oma le'eni Yehudi sheyelech l'sham. But if he gave instructions to the guy, he told him to go to give it to this person, v'yimsa libnei beisai shaloisai ishim loyim tenu. He told him clearly, if he won't be home, so you don't have to give it to him, you can give it to the bnei bayis also. So Mamela declared that everyone went away, that Isaiah don't have to be afraid. Then, so if then it's muta filu berim Shabbos or bulei kotzav kol sheyochel lagia lebayis harishin asomach lachayme sholeish sheish sham. So that means if he gave him instructions delivered to this address, he's not home. It doesn't have to be given to him personally. It can be given to his children. So then it's vichamuta. So then the only thing one has to worry about, that when he gave the guy the letter, there's sufficient time for the guy to leave his house and reach that city, or to reach the first house of the city, and before Shabbos, so then there'll be mutter. But now let's go back to what the Mechaber said. But if he sent it to deliver it to the Beidoyah, to the postmaster, and the postmaster is unpredictable, say he's not kavua b'im. So then the Mechaber said, "Afilu miyoyim rishen." So then it's not only erev Shabbos you're not allowed to send it. You're not allowed to send the letter Sunday also. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, but b'im hu derech korev. That means that what he said, that he's not allowed to send it from Sunday. He says like this. Well, what if it's a distance of a day from, he sent it Sunday, and he'll reach the city Monday, the latest he'll reach it Monday. Kugay mahalach yoim echad. Nire. So he's going to be there Monday already. So he has a whole week. So with all achshoshes that the postmaster won't be there, but he has a large amount of time to find the postmaster. Needed. Avimu mishalchei b'yom sheni u'shlishi. Afilu will send them Monday or Tuesday, and he'll get there in a day. So he has ample time to find the postmaster, Shori. Shav shalayim senu bebeiso, even though he won't find the postmaster. Yeshli, shus habe leleches. And I don't have to worry about that. He won't find him, and he'll still be walking around Shabbos with the letter, looking for the postmaster. Mi kevi beidoya. But if the postmaster is kavu, haino shayish hamemuna al zeh kavu esham tamid. So memele. So then, that he has to worry about. He's giving him a letter, and there's enough time to reach the city before Shabbos. Ubechlal zeh mashaon koyram achshem. The postmaster, shalog liyos bimkaimes gdoilem shu'aymed ala mishmo be'itim yiduyim lekabal ksovim l'shalchom l'ashayochim l'ksovim, eh? So what we have now bizmaneinu, our postmaster, our post office, so this chash is not applicable, one is permitted to send a letter with a goy. Afilu leikotzas, he's not paying him anything. He's a shliach. He didn't tell him to deliver it on Shabbos. If there's enough time to get to the city before Shabbos, and there's a post office there, and he just has to put it into the post office or give it to the postmaster, there'll be mutto. Hasomach lechaimach, what? Let's first learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Hasomach lechaimach, le'ir she'nishtal l'chshom, kloima l'bayis rishim b'bifnim, we have to know that he can reach the first house. And if he reaches, he's able to reach the first house. So then we assume, could be the postmaster there. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Chazal were mekel, that as long as he can reach, even though I don't know exactly where the postmaster is, I'm permitted to assume that he's right as soon as you enter the city, and he can make it before Shabbos. So here the Shariatzion says that in Sixth Cross in the Yud, he says, but what if I know that the postmaster is at the end of the city, so he has to add on another 2 hours till we reach him. So then Einochanami, so then you have to take into consideration how long it will take to reach from where he sent him to the postmaster, and that means this, that what we are makel, that he can reach the beginning of the city, is if I don't know where the postmaster lives, I could be makel. But if I know clearly he lives at the end of the city, so then this has to be taken into consideration. So now, so far we had the Shitas HaMachaba. The Shitas HaMachaba, he was Machmel, that if the Beidoya is not Kavua, if the Beidoya is not Kavua, so then you can't send even from Sunday or Monday, because we're afraid that he'll be walking around with this letter. Now there's a Remor. Hago, V'yesh Matirim, Afilu Loi Kotzak. There are others that are makel. He's choylik on the mechaba. The mechaba is a shitas harambam, and the Ramos going at paschal according to Rosh and Taisvitz. V'yesh matirim afilu loikotzat, afilu he wasn't kaitzis. That means he didn't pay him for his services, so he's a shliach. Vafilu loy kevia beidoya bemoso. Afilu, the postmaster is not kavua in the city. And if he's not kavua in the city, there is a possibility that he'll be walking around with the letter. They are makel when im mishalchoi b'yayim chamishoi yaykoidem lochein. If he was sent Thursday or before Thursday. V'yesh lismoich alayu im tzricha lekach, and one can be makel, and let's first see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll try to elaborate and explain the shita. V'yesh matirim kamayu the kivin shaloi omaloi Yisrael behenye sheyelech b'Shabbos. That means these materials, I send a goy take a letter. I did not tell him to take it on Shabbos. I didn't talk about Shabbos at all. Please bring the letter to this and this city. So he's a shliach to take the letter. He's a shliach to take it on Shabbos? I didn't know him to take it on Shabbos. So therefore, the kivin shlei omar la yisrael behedya shlei sheyelech b'Shabbos, ein lesser ki im stomuch l'Shabbos. So then the whole issur is only if we send out Friday. So let me just say over the lashon of the Tosfos Shabbos. The davke be'erev Shabbos also, the whole issa is, if he sent out the letter Friday, we shum demerzi, I'm giving him a letter Friday, so it looks ki ilu omale havizot lemayer v'leilech apilu b'Shabbos. I mean, I'm sending out Friday. Before Shabbos, I'm sending the letter. So it would seem from my action to do this Friday, what's meant this Friday? Why didn't you send it next week? So it would seem that I want that this letter should get there. Apilu b'Shabbos. That's what it would seem. Sending a letter on Friday would seem that I want him to hurry up and bring it there. But if it's far away from Shabbos, I mean, it's Thursday or before Thursday, so it doesn't seem. That means if the closeness to Shabbos, and I give him a letter, then it looks like I told him, bring it in Shabbos. So then we have problems. So there has to be enough time to come there before Shabbos. We have to make sure when he comes there, he'll find the postmaster there. This, even though I didn't say a word, but actions speak louder than words. If he called them, if he made the goy a shliach to take this letter, and he made him a shliach on Erev Shabbos, it would seem that he wants it to be done as soon as possible. But the minute it was not sent Erev Shabbos, and I never mentioned a word about when you should deliver it. Omrinin ake adaite denam shekovid lemayr lahashlem alachtei mashekibololov. So if the goy goes on Shabbos, it's not me. It's not because I wanted him to go on Shabbos. In all cases, I didn't tell him to go on Shabbos. But when I made him a shliach on Friday, it would seem that I want him to go on Shabbos for sale. You don't have anything better to do just Friday to make him a shlich to bring the letter. So from this, it would seem that you want him to go on Shabbos. So it's needed. So now let's again see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh matirim tamayu. V'kivin shlei omar le'Yisrael behedye sheyelech b'Shabbos. Ein lesser ki'im somuch l'Shabbos. So the whole, he never mentioned one word he should go on Shabbos. So it is only also if he sent it on Friday, then it looked like I want him to go on Shabbos. V'nire kishluchi shle Yisrael zeh. V'amir elein yudi shvus. I mean, he didn't tell one word, but it looked like he wants him to go on Shabbos. It looks like he's making him a shliach to go on Shabbos. That means like this. That means the Isser of Amira La'akum is, afilu I tell him Friday to do a melacha for me Shabbos. There's an issa of Amir Olak, and there's an issa of Shus. Not only if I tell a goy in Shabbos to do something, I tell a goy in Friday, who is in Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, I tell him, do something for me in Shabbos, there's an issa of Amir Olak, because he's my shliach, and it's like I did it. So that is an issa shvus. Now, he didn't tell him anything, but it looks like that. If he makes the goy a shliach on Friday, He gives him a letter. Please deliver this letter. It seems that he tried and didn't have letters up and cut. I mean, they have other things to tell him. They could be in this only, so many things to do before Shabbos, Tachonis for Shabbos. And then he calls over the guy, listen, I want you to do a favor for me. I want you to take this letter to this in the city. So it looks from his action. He told them this on Friday. It looks that he wants them to do it for Shabbos. So it looks like he's making him a shliach to go on Shabbos. Therefore, if there's not enough time to get there, So he made him a shliach to go there, and there's not enough time to get there before Shabbos. He made him a shliach to go on Shabbos. Or also, if there is enough time, but he won't meet up with the postmaster there when he gets there, so Vaita, it looks like he wanted him to, he's going now on Shabbos with the letter to look for the postmaster. So this looked that he made him a shliach to give it to the postmaster on Shabbos. But the whole thing is, if this was done on Friday, but so now I will move with me na Shabbos das. But if it's far, if it's not Friday, it's Thursday or before. So then it doesn't look like he told them to do something. Who's talking about that Thursday? I give you a letter, please deliver it. I didn't mention one word. So the whole issa, according to the Gemara, this whole issa that we said that if he didn't pay him, it is also, it's two things. If he didn't pay him, it has to be enough time to go, and also they need a beidah kavur. The stavke he sent him erev Shabbos. Vafilu like the viv, vafilu yadu eshleyucha lagia l'sham kaidim Shabbos gam kein shori l'day yezu. Even the even shumuglik beit min a Shabbos lemersi kishluch echanaf. That means I sent him Thursday to go to a city, and in the time it takes to get to the city, he can first get there on Shabbos. It is mutter, because I didn't tell him to go on Shabbos, and it doesn't look that I want him to go on Shabbos. If this was done on Friday, Friday looks like that. You took out time on Friday from all the Achonis and Shabbos. You called the guy to deliver this letter. It seems you wanted it to be delivered on Shabbos, even though he didn't say a word and he didn't mean it. Then Chazal offered it. But if it was sent Thursday, I'm giving you a letter, please deliver this letter. It's going to take 3 days to get there. And if the guy's going to start going now, we'll travel on Shabbos. It's mutter, because I didn't tell you to go on Shabbos. It doesn't look like I told you to go on Shabbos. So Memele, that is mutter, and the Ramor is mekel, and the Ramor says, that means this is mutter. Now, all these things are not too much negeya us, because we... by us, everything is krotzas, and we'll see later. We put stamps, and then, so then this is not negeya us. That we spoke about yesterday. What now, Sivbei? But we said krotzas, if I'm paying him, I'm paying him, and I said, I'm going to pay you. Krotzas is mutter. If I'm paying him, so then whatever the guy is doing, I'm paying you for the job. So you're not my shliach. It's considered you have a job, and you do the job whenever you want to do it. Now, what is the taish krotzas? Im hisne imoy sheyiten loyscholoi. If he said, I'm going to pay you for the delivery. Af al pi shaloi pirish kamo yiten loy. He didn't tell them how much he's going to pay him, but he told them, listen, I'm going to pay you. He didn't say an amount. So let's just see the bir alocha for 1 second. Roy shaloyma, koroi loy. He told them, I'll pay you how much the job is worth. Oy, kifi mashi yispasherim. Or he says, listen, I'm going to pay you. How much you're going to pay me? We'll come to an agreement. Whatever we decide. But no amount was said. Is he like a crisis? I told him, I'm going to pay you. You'll be satisfied. We'll come to an agreement. So even though the guy does as yet not know how much money he's going to get for this, but school, he knows he's going to get paid for me. He's not my shliach. He has a job, but I didn't have shekoven. The somchei daite de eini Yehudi, the guy relies on the yi. That means even though he didn't tell him a number, but they said, we'll come to terms, we'll both agree. So then, if I send him out Erev Shabbos before the shkia, it's mutter as long as he's out of my house Erev Shabbos, whatever he is doing, he's doing for himself. He's not my shliach. He has a job, and he does the job when he feels like doing the job. But what if we didn't say I'm going to pay? So they will see Mishabur Shiesh Bendate means that the guy knows that the Yid is going to pay him. From the conversation, the Yid sees that the guy understands he's going to pay him. So but nothing was said. There was no verbal agreement. But he, from speaking with the guy, he understands that the guy is assuming that he's going to get paid for him. But I didn't tell him what? I didn't say anything. I didn't even mention that I'm going to pay him. But he understands. I hear that from what he's talking, he understands he's going to get paid. Also, then it's also, because if there was no verbal commitment from the one who gave him the letter, the guy assumes that he's going to pay him the leitom chedaita over the Yisrael Torah. As long as he doesn't know something definite from the mishalach that he's going to get paid, the din is he doesn't have it. That does not have a din of kotas. And it's also, so that's the same thing of Kotzos. Kotzos loyme, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Loyme boy, ime eini yudi mistafe klal emitna loyscham. Loyme boy, if the goy bechwal is a sofik, if he'll give him anything. So there also, he tells him to go, and he doesn't say one word, and he realizes that the goy bechwal doesn't know he's going to get paid. So that's called zichus lishes. Ela filu ima yisroi, the Yid understands from the conversation that the guy is expecting to get paid. That means this a letter that is being sent. So he understands from the conversation with the guy that the guy is expecting either he should pay him or the one who gets the letter will pay him. That he hears from the guy, but there was no commitment from the Yid. The guy was telling him, you know, for these things, you know, you get paid, and the Yid not so sad. But that's it. He hears from the guy expects to get paid, because for these things you get paid, but the Yid, there was no verbal commitment from the Yid that I'm gonna pay you. That is not considered kotsatz. Kotsatz to say that I'm not your shliach. I have a job and I'll do it whenever I feel like doing it. That is davkim. When the guy knows that he's going to get paid, it was a verbal agreement. Now we said in the beginning of the seed, he doesn't know the exact amount, but that's sufficient. Seed gimel. Im sochoy liyomim dovo kotsov b'chol yoim. Now, till now, we were speaking about he hired him for the job. The minute he hired him for the job, so it's considered he's not my shliach. He has a job to do. He's going to get paid for the job, and he does the job whenever he feels like doing it. So then there's no connection between the yid and the goy who's doing the job. That is the longest of kotzach. That's the longest of kotzach. But what is... And he's paying him not for the job. He's paying him every day. He's paying him by day. That means every day, how long? Every day I'm going to pay you. So I'm paying you $15 a day. Finished. I'm paying you $15 a day. Im shogay liyomim, dovos kosov b'chol yoyim balichose machserose, I'll pay you every day. That means he went to the guy, he told the guy as follows. I want you to deliver a letter. Each day it takes you to deliver and come back. I'm going to pay you $50 a day. He's paying him for the day. There's one thing, so over here, normally this is considered a shliach. That means he's working for me. It's not his job to complete. He's working for me. I'm paying him each day. That is usually called, he's a shliach of mine, which normally is also. But there was one mila over here. I told him I'm paying you by the day, but I didn't say when you have to go. You can go, Thursday, you can go Friday. I'm not telling you when to go, but if you want, you can go Sunday, Monday. That means, so the option when to go, that is in the hands of the guy. So there's a little over here, a daite denapshe. That means the guy, even though I'm paying him for his work each day, but the option which day to go, that's in his lap. So, Be'emison, there is an adaita denavshe over here, because the decision when to go, I never told him when to go. He has the option. So there is an adaita denavshe over here. So if he decides, whenever he decides to go, he's going. So, im schore liyomen, dovot kotsum b'chol yoyim, balichosoy u'machzorosoy, ela she'enoy makpid imoy mosayelech. I don't tell him, you go whenever you want to go, and I'll pay you for each day. So there are two scenarios over here. Scenario number one, he decided to go Thursday. Let's say he decided to go Thursday, and it's a 5-day affair. So he's going Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. He's going these 5 days, and I'm paying him for all 5 days. I'm paying him for that he went Shabbos also. But that, what he went Shabbos was because he wanted to go Shabbos. I didn't tell him to go Shabbos. Yeah. So, Mamela, this is a din of Adaita Denamshe. Even though I'm paying him for the days he is delivering the letter, but it's Adaita Denamshe. But here the din is, Im Hu Be'erev Shabbos, if I made up with him Erev Shabbos, and he can go whenever he wants, and he decides to go Shabbos, and I'm going to start paying him for Shabbos. Also, the Sheyote b'Shabbos niret ki'ilu hitzna imoy kach. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see that there's this
missing law.
Let's first see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Let's first see what this case is. Im schorei liyomim, roik the loyma, da'av she talnu le'el b'kotzatz, afilu b'erev Shabbos. Before we said, kotzatz is muta erev Shabbos. That means I told him, I want you to deliver the letter. I'm going to pay you $100 for the delivery. I made up with him. He goes on Shabbos. It's muta. whatever, as long as you went out of my house before the shkia, it's mutter. So the Ratzloim and the Amshi town the Leel the Kotsas afilu be erev Shabbos. Hainu shukaitus lo yistach kotsuv ba'ad pulosai. I'm paying him an amount for the job. That means I come to him erev Shabbos. I'm hiring you and they pay you $100 for the delivery. Now it's your job. If the guy decides to go on Shabbos, the odds are daite de nafshe of it. V'loi minker klau shamaloche hanasis b'Shabbos hu b'shliches Yisrael. That is mutter, we weren't about to study, we'll learn again. I give a guy clothing to clean, I give him before Shabbos. It's his job to clean the clothing. I'm not telling him when to do it. He decides to clean the clothing on Shabbos. That's his decision. That's his option. It's not called shliches.
But
here I'm paying him each day. If he can hold it from the conscious cloud, I'm with the medallion bay, after that from the chaba. Me come walking, she saw the bear of Shabbos also, the kivin she yoite take it from the Shabbos, nire ke ilu his name a kach, bishli chusa elech machish and also a Israel. I'm paying him for the day he's going and he's starting to work Shabbos. I hired him Friday. Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yom Chamishi, Mutter. Udasa Ramol El Bargo, Afilu Leikotz, Klal Mutter, Bi Yom Chamishi.